Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Greetings and salutations and welcome to hour two of Jason and Alexis in the morning, live right here on My Talk, later on our My Talk app. Go ahead and download that. You can see Jason Radio, not TV. You can hear past episodes of our show whenever you want. As Alexis says, we're a cheap date. Take us wherever you go.
Yes.
Biking tournaments, boxing matches.
Yeah, we've been to MRIs.
That's right.
Yep.
Sex parties. Take us wherever you go. Yeah.
Get it.
I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. We have a fun hour ahead, but first, we have some breaking news, actually. Right after we went on the air this morning, Celine Dion, who's kind of been out of the public eye for a while, has announced that she has postponed, you can kind of say canceled too, her return to the touring stage. She's posted two videos, one in French and one in English, explaining the just revealed health issues that she has. I have it here. It's a little long, but it's worth playing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you to Tony from France for she's in the future, 6 hours ahead. And she said she just announced this and she translated for us. But there's an English version as well. So thank you, Tony, for letting us know.
Thanks, yes. Tony. Here it is from Celine.
Hello, everyone. I'm sorry it's taken me so long to reach out to you. I miss you all so much. And I can't wait to be on stage talking to you in person. As you know, I've always been an open book. And I wasn't ready to say anything before. But I'm ready now. I've been dealing with problems with my health for a long time. And it's been really difficult for me to face these challenges and to talk about everything that I've been going through. Recently, I've been diagnosed with a very rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome, which affects something like 1 in a million people. While we're still learning about this rare condition, we now know this is what's been causing all of the spasms that I've been having. Unfortunately, these spasms affect every aspect of my daily life, sometimes causing difficulties when I walk and not allowing me to use my vocal cords to sing the way I'm used to. It hurts me to tell you today. This means I won't be ready to restart my tour in Europe in February. I have a great team of doctors working alongside me to help me get better. And my precious children who are supporting me and giving me hope.
Celine Dion posted that on her socials. within the hour here.
I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of it either.
One in a million. It's
wow.
Well, you know, and saying like I won't be able to start my tour, there's such a heaviness in her voice because she is thinking I might not ever sing again. That's what the thing is behind this, is that it's not just I'm going to postpone my tour. There's no cure for this. And she's probably terrified that she won't be able to sing again or walk, or, you know, this is a rare condition that doesn't have a cure. So,
Wow.
Ooh.
You know, she's been, everything.
She's been a singer her whole life since she was a teenager. So this is her entire existence. And then on top of it, like having a neurological disorder, my sister has MS, and it's just a crushing thing to be diagnosed with something that there is no cure for. And I'm just, oh, that was very emotional.
Yeah. And guys, breaking news part two, thanks to Phil. For bringing this, I literally just looked at Twitter. That tells you the world changes second by second. This is good news. Brittany Grenier has just been released by Russia.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Wow.
In a one-for-one prisoner swap for an arms dealer.
Fine.
CBS just broke it.
Wow.
And
her wife must feel, let alone herself.
Oh my gosh.
Just WNBA star. If you're okay, here it is right here, guys. Let's play it right here. Here's the special report by Gail King. I think Margaret Brennan broke this. This is huge. Let's take a listen.
I'm Gail King with Tony DeCoppel and Nate Burleson. We are here in New York, and the White House has just confirmed that the United States and Russia have agreed to a prisoner swap to free basketball star Brittany Griner.
Very big news indeed. The two-time Olympic gold medalist for Team USA was released just minutes ago in exchange for convicted Russian arms dealer Viktor Boot, known as the man who makes war possible. He was serving a 25-year sentence in the U.S. for conspiring to kill Americans and conspiring to sell weapons to a terrorist organization.
And if you don't remember what happened, Griner was detained in Russia in February after airport security found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage. In August, she was sentenced to 9 years in prison for drug possession and smuggling.
This is a CBS News.
There we go.
Wow.
So a one-on-one prisoner swap. Confirmed right there. So, oof.
I guess that guy's having a good day.
Yeah. What's now? I wonder what's going to happen to old Viktor once he gets back to Russia.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah, hopefully
hey,
he's gone, not going back to his old ways.
Up knitting, or maybe he's a fiber friend now.
That helps. Make, you know. That really helps a lot.
Yeah. Just
well,
calm
not,
down, Viktor.
Not to get all meet the
or
press here,
dogs
but
or something. Come on.
I'm relieved that there are still, even with the Ukraine war happening, I'm not relieved, but it's a damn miracle that there are still open channels existing between the U.S. and Russia. The fact that this happened, this negotiation happened under the umbrella of war is pretty remarkable. So anyway,
and right before Christmas.
Yeah. So. Congratulations. And thinking about Brittany's family right now, as Alexa said, my God.
Oh, her wife and just what she must have been
be,
going
yeah.
through.
Oh. And yeah. So there we go.
And
two
folks,
big stories.
And, yeah, siblings and all of the family for sure.
Busy morning, people.
Whoa.
Busy morning.
Woo.
And to think, it's the show started with Charlie horses and a broken, sore big toe. And look where we are now.
What hurts today?
Yeah.
What hurts
us
today?
Us feeling sorry for ourselves. And now, look, we're full circle.
Well, let's be clear, Dawn. We still feel sorry.
I feel sorry for myself. I didn't even get to my hurts and pains. But.
That's right. We didn't even get to Dawn when
well,
hurts
your
her
shoulder.
Today.
No, I did.
Yeah,
my shoulder.
You did.
Arthritis. You did. When we come back, Avatar reviews are in, and Alexis is irritated, girl. She is irritated. Next. Some games coming up to get you laughing on this Thursday. Right now, though, welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Alexis is irritated. We'll find out why momentarily. We also have some tickets to give away, too, so don't go anywhere.
Ooh, yeah, we do.
Yeah. Avatar reviews are out.
Uh-oh.
And there is a press screening Tuesday, I think. And they're glowing.
Oh, good.
The majority of the biggins, the big ones.
I was scared there for a second.
Yeah, I was too. But Entertainment Weekly, some of the bigger sites, some of the bigger review sites say that, and I'm just generalizing, but most of them said something along the lines of, it's a visual masterpiece.
Ooh.
Don't underestimate James Cameron. The wait was worth it. All the reviews threw around lines like that. It's been glowing.
Well, I did see a review or the promo for it or the trailer for it when we went to see Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
And we both looked at each other, went to see my husband, and we said, if we're going to see this, we want to see it in the theater.
Yes. That's also one of the sentiments.
Yeah.
Is you absolutely need to see it.
And we also need to watch the first one again.
It's going to be on ABC on Sunday night.
Oh, actually. The first one.
Yeah, they're putting it on ABC.
Oh, smart.
Oh, how very smart of you, Disney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How very smart of you. You saucy little minx. Look at that.
It is special. You know, only a few movies are shown on network TV. Remember, it was a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
You know, The Wizard of Oz, The Sound of Music, A Christmas Carol or A Christmas Story. You know, it just isn't a thing.
Nope.
No. Wow.
I love it. So I don't love it. I love that we have something big to look forward to. Lex and I shared an opinion. We went to the press screening 50 years ago for the original one.
Yeah.
And we both kind of walked out like,
Yeah, we did. But I just felt really preachy. But those blue people really do know how to accessorize. I mean, that was pretty cool.
Okay.
I did feel that way about Wakanda Forever as well. Those blue people. I wonder, the timing is very curious because of just both of them coming out.
They both have
blue people in the water, you know?
Yep.
We'll see. Help but compare. It's just like when the Power of the Rings or the Rings of Power and Game of Thrones, you know, the Dragon Ball version, that came out. You're, of course, going to compare the two. Which is House
you guys
of
know
Dragons.
What she's talking about. Let us
Power
know.
Of the Rings. Power of the Rings, Dawn.
What is it? Rings of Power? I couldn't get past
That's
my
okay.
three taste try.
It's okay.
You watched Dawn. Is that what it's called?
It's Rings of Power.
There we go.
Yes, and it was difficult to get through. It just wasn't really exciting me, which was disappointing. I ended up liking it. The last three episodes really brought everything together, and it was actually ended up being good, but. We don't have time to wait that long.
No, it's
Galadriel. Yeah. You're putting me to sleep,
especially when you have your House of the Dragon,
right?
That's just hitting it. You know, you're just like, wow, that's great. I'm vibing. Let's watch that.
I don't know about that either.
Okay, well,
for
me, it hit harder. Maybe you just can't help but compare the two.
We don't agree on anything.
No,
it's great.
It's all right. Okay. You're irritated, Lex.
I am irritated.
Why are you
irritated?
I
caught up on White Lotus last night. I had one episode to watch. And there are a couple characters that are just grinding my last nerve. Now, I know that this is part of the show, right? There's tension. You're watching with anticipation. Who's going to die? What's going to happen? And that's like really part of the fun of watching this because it can be really outlandish.
Yeah.
But there's one couple that I just want them to just, like, you have time by yourself, just talk about it, work it out. And maybe because I'm such a different personality, at least with my husband, like, we fight it out, you know, and I just want that to happen. I know that we're working out to a crescendo. We still have the last episode. It will happen. But I'm like, just give us a little taste. Like, turn the faucet on just a little bit. Now, she's kind of poking the bear, but he makes me mad.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's like, dude, come on.
Who makes you mad? Ethan?
Ethan. Now, this is the couple played by Aubrey Plaza and Will Sharp, Harper and Ethan.
Yeah.
I just want him to just tell your wife what's going on. Come on.
Okay. But Alexis.
I know this is part of the characters and this is their, you know. Yes, Jace, go ahead.
No, what I'm going to say is Harper is shady as blank too.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We don't know, but you led with Ethan.
I'm leading with him because he's the most irritating.
Oh no.
because you know, it's kind of like bros before hoes. Is that what people say?
Yeah.
You know, this is your wife. Tell her what's going on. And also the history of it all. Why are we keeping this a secret?
But he's not leading with his bro.
I think he is because he protected him for so long for something that he's now being accused of something he didn't do. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, he could have easily squashed that. Now, again, this is drama. This is what we're looking for in this show. Mm-hmm. But I'm at the point of just irritation with this couple. Like, what are you doing? And then the other person that's actually even more devastating to me is the tried and true character who I guess will be in all of the iterations of The White Lotus is Jennifer Coolidge's character, Tanya.
Yeah.
She sees something that you need to tell. You need to say something. And she kind of hints, but it doesn't quite, the message isn't delivered. I'm trying to bounce around and not give everything away.
I know.
So that is very irritating. Why? Why wouldn't you say something? And this tension would still build. There would still be, just give us a little something more. It feels like we're just in this waiting period of just nothingness.
Oh, see, no, I think we are building to something.
Oh, no, absolutely. But we only have one episode, is what I'm saying.
Huh? Oh, I think the Tanya thing, it is very obvious that there's something wicked this way comes.
Yes.
That she is involved in something she doesn't even realize.
Nope. That for sure. I'm just saying, if you are on vacation with someone and
we're talking White Lotus,
something like that happens, would absolutely, I would hope that your allegiance, maybe because I really resonate with the assistant, and I would hope that something would have been said before anything else could have happened. Wow. Yeah. We're really talking cryptically, but
that's fine.
I'm irritated, but Alexis, I know Sunday will be the fireworks.
It's so good.
And who dies?
I'm just not irritated at Will because I want him to.
You want him.
Minneapolis.
Period.
Yeah, I'm blinded by the beauty. Yeah. The White Lotus on HBO Max.
I don't know.
It
makes him very unattracted to me. Oh. To me. He's easy on the eyes, but man, wow. What are you doing? And I know it's built that way. You're supposed to have extreme feelings, so that probably is a good thing.
We'll catch up, everyone, before the season finale this Sunday on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Don McLean, should we give something away?
Yes.
What should we give away?
Let's give
Wonderful
away.
Life?
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. Go see Alexis. It's a Wonderful Life on December 16th. It's a live radio play performed on the air. And also, you can go see her in person and get a 3-course dinner and see all the rest of the cast. It all benefits Spare Key. I have a pair of tickets right now, 651-641-1071. If you can't go next Friday, which is December 16th, refrain from calling now.
Yes, please.
Yes.
That's what I say when people sign up to be in our audience for the Jason Show. Do not sign up unless you can come.
You don't want empty seats?
No. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071.
Gosh, and the St. Paul Hotel, it is such...
It's so...
Just beautifully decorated. It's so festive, so cozy. And just downtown St. Paul, Rice Park, the whole scene. Well, it's going to be fun.
If it doesn't put you in the mood, right, Lex? I don't know what. It's just so quaint.
For
and
Christmas or?
Yeah. Well, okay. Or sex too, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. Okay. When we come back, games, games, games. Next.
But still I won't let sorrow bring me way down.
A little Dolly Parton there. Hi, Dolly. Love you. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. And streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. I'm Jason, Lex, and Dawn. Dawn is leaving us. Tomorrow's her last show with us before she moves on to the east side to open up her own dry cleaning place with George and Wheezy and Brad. So we've been celebrating Dawn all week. And Dawn put in a request, like a little jukebox. She's going to miss our game, so we're going to play some games over the next few days to have a little fun and get you laughing. And it's time to do that once again. Here we go.
Very well, well. You have 5 seconds.
Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game, 5 Second Showdown.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
Okay, this one always gets you laughing. Always gets us going, and it also is the one that makes Dawn the most anxious.
Yes!
So I have to close my eyes and then cover them as well.
So here we go. Please play at home. 5 Second Showdown. Oh, we are not doing that one. Okay. Let me get rid. Yeah.
Ooh,
it was a geography one.
Oh,
no,
thank
it was
you.
A geography one. Okay, here we go, Lex.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Name 3 weird things in your bathroom.
Loofah, razor, hair.
Oh.
Exfoliation. I don't think I have anything weird in my shower.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you guys have anything weird in your shower?
Yeah, I have like, it was a joke gift. It's special shampoo for men's nether regions.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like it's from like a men's store, and it's for post-workout. It's a special soap, like a special like shampoo.
Oh, I see. It probably has a funny name, too. Like,
yeah, it does.
It must be in a different shower that I don't shower in.
Yeah, it looks like shampoo. You would really never notice, but
I bring my own stuff anyway.
Yeah, okay. Dawn, you ready?
Yeah.
Name 3 snake species.
A rattlesnake, black snake, and cobra. Snake! It's a snake!
Oh, there you go. Very good.
Yes!
Okay.
Let me get my volume up here. Jason!
Yes, Alexis?
Name 3 activities you do when you're bored.
Pick my butt, watch Dallas, and cocktailing.
Yeah,
I pick my butt. That's so
we all scratch our butt. Come on, let's not act like we don't. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Especially now when your skin's so dry.
I know.
Oh gosh.
Okay. Oh, this is interesting. You ready, Lex?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Uh oh.
No, it's just interesting. Not name.
What?
Name 3 places where you can find telephone numbers.
Phone book? Internet? Sounds like my name? I don't want to activate any any helpers.
Okay, we'll give that's good.
Great.
Okay, we'll give that to you. I didn't think that to you, yeah.
Bathroom stalls? I don't know.
Your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Okay. You ready, Dawn?
Yeah.
Name 3 things that are hard.
A hard-boiled egg, a hammer, and my body.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Jason.
Yes, ma'am.
Name three types of meat.
Ribeye, New York strip, filet mignon, pork shank, beef shank.
Whoa, meat raffle guy is here.
Wow. You get that one.
You know all the meats.
Yeah. Thank you. I wasn't sure if you were going to go body parts there, but.
God. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Ready.
Name three musical artists that are good to play during sex.
Lizzo, Toni Braxton, and Katie Lang.
Whoa, what kind of sex are you having? Whoa, how very lesbian of you, my dear.
You're making me hot.
Katie Lang? Katie Lang?
What was the first
song? She has that constant craving song. I don't know about you guys, but that song is hot. Yeah.
Sunday, Monday, lesbians. Tuesday, Wednesday, lesbians. Thursday, Friday, lesbians. Saturday, what a day to groove to Katie Lang.
Oh yeah, get it, that's get right. It, get it, get it, girl, get it, 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 girl.
To Jen, lesbian Jen in Duluth.
Lesbians.
Yes, that's we right. Do.
We love our lesbians.
You know, you gotta get some, you know.
I get it,
hot
girl.
Music for everybody, you know.
I get it. You ready, Don?
Sure.
Name three things that get you excited.
Waking up at 9 a.m., watching cartoons and games.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Just look at all the corn, Mr. Owl.
That's Niblet's corn, to be precise.
Oh, corn's corn.
Sprout,
isn't it?
Niblet's corn is special. Not only picked when it's fresh and crisp, but vacuum-packed with very little water. Less water than you find in cans of most corn. This helps preserve the fresh flavor and crispness of corn on the cob. There's no corn like the Giant's Niblet's brand corn, Sprout.
Oh, gosh, I know that. Now.
Oh, ho, ho.
Green Giant.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Niblet's corn, the official corn of Dawn McClain, and her favorite word from any of our commercials, Niblet's corn. That's right.
I said something last night to MC, and he was super hated it. It was a food word. And I was musing about, what am I going to eat for dinner? I wish I had more salad fixins. And he goes, oh, God, fixins. And I go, I'm sorry. He goes, that's a Southern thing. And I go, oh, yeah, fixins. And he's like, oh, I hate it. I never want to hear it again. I'm like, salad fixins.
I love the word fixins. What's wrong with him?
Is that something you would say in Indiana, fixins?
Oh, fixins. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Biscuit without fixins. A doubt. Yeah. Okay. Having some fixins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Salad fixins.
Or like, there's like a burger. There's actually, I think one of the burger places, you called a fixin bar. Fixins bar.
Yes. Yeah.
There's
at Fuddruckers.
Yeah. And there's a restaurant in Disney World at Magic Kingdom called Pecos Bill's. Yeah. And they used to have a fixins bar. Dawn, it's actually the place that the year that you went with us on actual Christmas.
Uh-huh.
It's where we ate. Remember with the giant nachos? It was the Mexican.
Oh,
but yeah,
yes. And that took a long time for us to get through that. You waited like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I was texting you where I was. I saved the table.
But yeah, that's a fixins bar. They have salsa and lettuce. And
Yeah. It's great.
They didn't have fixin' bars in Boston, did they, Lex?
No,
did they
have, no. I would not say fixin'.
What would you say?
I don't know.
Condiments?
Salad stuff.
Salad stuff?
Yeah. Ingredients.
I don't have any salad ingredients. I don't have any salad items. I don't know what I...
At very often. Okay. I just dumped that.
Why can't we say that? No?
If you missed that, sorry for people on the stream.
I'm sorry. Are we not allowed? Is that considered a really bad word?
Well, I mean, the first part is what you think it is. Okay.
Lex, are you trying to shut down the show as Dawn exits?
I'm sorry. You need to let me in on this. We're done. I'm going to ask B. Arthur about that because I feel like I'm hearing it everywhere.
No.
Okay, Lex, it's like Charles Dickens.
Yeah. But
around.
Charles Dickens around?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Charles Dickens.
But you didn't say Charles.
No, but I'm saying it now. If I got dumped. But I, oh gosh. It's not a
I hope that went through that dump.
Oh god.
It's just like you're aimlessly doing stuff, right? You're just kind of like wasting time. You're just like fooling around. Oh, I'm sorry if I've given anyone a heart attack.
Yeah, but no, it's fine.
I didn't think that was a bad word.
Oh no.
Well, we can't say the first part of the word.
Yeah, but it's the okay. I guess. Better safe than sorry.
Thank you.
Is that a southern thing? I don't know.
No, Lex, it's Lex. Should we just leave with Dawn? Should tomorrow be?
I should probably just go.
Our series finale tomorrow.
Okay. I just recorded the delay building back up.
Oh god!
Oh my gosh!
Oh, that was freaking fantastic!
Oh man! But did you guys grow up saying that?
No.
Neither did I.
No, because it was a bad word.
I just
feel like everyone's saying that around me.
Really?
Yes.
That they're just around?
Yes.
I don't have anyone in my life.
Yeah, but we get it. So you don't need to dance around it.
Oh god, okay. Lex, that's fantastic.
No, I was just trying to say that fixins is foreign to me as well, and that's the other foreign. I was trying to
Yes, you did.
Oh man, Lex, that was delightful.
That was Lex.
Usually we both know when we need to dump.
Oh
no, that one I wasn't sure about.
I hope I caught it.
You did. I just heard from Phil. Okay, it's not good. This is what I love.
Not on the stream, though.
Yeah. No.
Sorry. We got it.
Oh, there's no apology needed. That was probably my favorite moment of the week.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
This is what I loved about what you just did was the ease. Like, it just came out of your mouth like you were passing a car. It was just like, it just came out, girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Do you guys say blanking around? You know what everyone around my... They are just saying, are you around?
You said it with such ease.
Because I'm hearing it. Everybody is tweeting us eggplants.
God. Everybody's tweeting us just pics of eggplants.
That's fine.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
I love you, Lex.
You're going to miss it.
You're going to miss this, Dawn.
Yes.
Wow. Not even. Well, hopefully, you know, Holly will be up on it. She'll just. Who has been the most dumped on this show? It's been
me. Arthur.
You know what? Arthur, she has. Oh, she's called
on the
us.
Air twice. We've had to dump her.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She said it with the same ease that Huckleberry over there
just
said.
That one was absolutely on the list, right? We know.
Yeah, what B. Arthur said once was what I spray painted on my garage when I was sick.
Oh, that was the other word, the four letter.
She just said the other word for poop. Like, she didn't even pause.
She's
like, na 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 na. Yeah.
And then she called us little blankers.
Little effers.
We thought, she's trying to see if we're up on our game, that it was planned. God. But no, she told me, she goes, I didn't even think about it.
No!
You broadcast professional.
She just straight up called us little effers. Oh, God. Okay, well.
Oh, my God, these eggplant emojis.
People keep sending us eggplant emojis.
I'll treasure all of them.
Well, there we go. And when we come back, if we're still on the air, maybe second chance romance.
Oh.
I mean, we haven't had a good round the last month, but we'll see. Plus another giveaway and the best of Dawn. More cussing when we come back.